خلاص
يو بيرميشن. This week's parasha, the Torah tells us when Avraham Avinu was 70 years old. Our parasha is not in order. The parasha starts when Avraham is 75. But then the Torah goes back. Let's say it's a secret why the Torah is not in order. But the Torah says that Avraham was 70 years old. Hashem revealed himself the first time. Not exactly the first time, almost the first time. At age 52, Hashem revealed himself to Abraham, but it's a little question. If it's age 52 or age 73. At age 70, Hashem revealed himself to Abraham and told him he's going to make a treaty with him. And he told Abraham to take three goats, lamb mishulish, three bulls, and a pigeon, two kinds of pigeons, and to slaughter them. Avraham slaughtered them, and then Avraham cut them into half, and he separated them. In the text. And then Avraham Avinu so called falls asleep. And he sees a vision that Hashem passes through in between the slaughtered animals. And then Hashem tells him, I am Hashem. I took you out of the fire in Ur Kasdim. And you know your children are going to go down to Egypt. They didn't say Egypt, they said to a country, a strange country, for 400 years, and they're going to come out. And then they're going to come here, to Eretz Israel. And this is the land for you. It's at age 70. So it's a treaty with Hashem and us, Hashem and Abraham, that this land, Israel, it belongs to us. It's age 70. At age 75, that's really where the parasha starts. And Hashem tells Abraham, you go to the land I'm going to show you. He comes to Eretz Israel. And Hashem said, you arrived at the destination. This is your place. This is the place. You can have children. Abraham doesn't have children yet. And this is the land for you. The Torah tells us that Abraham built an altar. One altar, another one, says the Gemara, to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the news that he's going to have a child and on the news that he's going to get Eretz Yisrael. And then the Torah tells you that Avraham Avinu arrived, he goes here, he goes there. And then the Torah says that Avraham Avinu goes all the time towards south. South, he's going south. In the text, Allah bin Nasua Anigba says the Gemara that Avraham is going towards Yerushalayim. There's no information he got to Yerushalayim. The first time we know he got to Yerushalayim is in Akelat Yitzchak when he was 137 years old. The Torah tells us, after Hashem told Avraham, go to Eretz Israel, go to this place, the land I'm going to show you. He's going to Shechem, he's going to Benai, this. He says, building an altar, everything. He says, where are you going? He's going towards Yerushalayim. He didn't get to Yerushalayim. What happened? He didn't get to Yerushalayim. He's looking for Yerushalayim. He knows about Yerushalayim. He heard about it. Impossible. There's no information. I didn't know they had Google those days. So, how did he hear? So, probably he heard. Iruach HaKodesh, Avraham Avinu. He knew Yerushalayim. He's looking to Yerushalayim. So the Torah said, he's going towards Yerushalayim. And again, look in the text. The Torah should have said. The Torah does say that he arrived in Shechem. Nablus. Doesn't say he went. The Torah says he went to Hebron. Hebron. Doesn't say he got to Yerushalayim. But he's going towards Yerushalayim. Towards the end of the parasha, תוך נתן לזה, הקדוש ברוך הוא הביא לזה את אברהם. פעם is 99. And השם told him, אברהם, I'm going to make a treaty with you. And that treaty will get you Eretz Israel. He says, excuse me, at age 70 already you told me I'm getting Eretz Israel. At age 75 I arrived in Eretz Israel. When I arrived in Eretz Israel, you told me, you see this land? Belongs to you. And I built altars. And I was walking towards Jerusalem. This was when I was 75. Now I'm 99. Hashem said, you know what? Can you make a treaty? You can get Eretz Israel. What treaty? I said, no, no, it also means Brit Milah. Brit Milah is also, but the word Brit in Hebrew means treaty. She said, Brit Milah. Where are you going? I'm going to Brit Milah. What does it mean, that, those two words? Brit Milah. What do you mean Brit Milah? I'm going to the Brit. Which Brit? What does it mean? She said, the Torah and the text. Hashem said, Hashem told Abraham, listen, you're going to make Brit Milah now. But that Brit Milah will get you to Eretz Israel. And actually, the Gemara says, that's in the text, in Sefer Yehoshua, after Moshe Rabbeinu died, and Am Yisrael are ready to go to Eretz Israel, they're crossing the Jordan River. So Hashem tells Yehoshua, you have to tell them. So Yehoshua tells them, this is the Navi. Yehoshua told them, listen, you're going to Eretz Israel, you have to have Brit Milah. He says, why have to Brit Milah? What's Brit Milah to do with Eretz Israel? Says the Gemara, here, look at the text. It says in the text, this is Parasha. Hashem told Abraham Avinu, you will get Eretz Israel, you do Brit Milah. Do Brit Milah, you get Eretz Israel. Excuse me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you told me at age 70 I'm getting this land already. At age 75 when I arrived in Eretz Israel, you told me this is your land. At age 99, you told me, let's make a treaty. What's the treaty? Brit Milah. Brit Milah for what? To get Eretz Israel. I got Eretz Israel already. You told me already. And then Hashem said to him, Abraham, listen, your name is going to be changed from Abraham to Abraham. He says, excuse me, what does this do with anything? Why have to change my name now? He says, Gemara, well, I could talk to Abraham Avinu. Abraham Avinu was astrologist. And when Hashem told him he can have a children, Abraham said, well, I'm sorry to tell you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but I went to a special school. They told me how to look at the stars, and I see my name over there, and I have no children. And Hashem said, you're right. Your name is Abraham. In the stars, you don't find any child for Abraham. But you wait. One day is going to be, your name will change it. It's going to be Abraham. Abraham, I said, they ain't gonna have a child. I said, what is it all about? What does it mean exactly? Have to change my name? So change my name. No. At that time, Abraham was 52. At age 52, already Hashem told him that. Now he's 99. Now he's 99. Now Hashem tells him, listen, I'll make a treaty with you to get out of Israel. By the way, we're gonna change your name now. Why do you have to change my name? Comes the Gemara and says, listen, changing of a name. It really is nothing. People are afraid of changing names. It's really nothing. You can change your name anytime you want for no reason. For no reason. I know somebody very, very big. Big Rosh Hashiva Tzadik. One day he calls me up on the phone and says, listen, I have to change my name. I said, well, Chas Shalom, what happened? He says, no, nothing. He said, what do you mean nothing? He says, well, my daughter goes out with somebody that my name and the boy's father's name is very similar. My name is Abraham, and this boy's father's name is Abraham Tzvi. And there is a book, it's called Rabbi Yehuda Hasid, 700 years ago, wrote that the name of the father, the name of the groom should not, the father's name should not, of the groom should not be the same name as the bride's father. The bride's father and the bride's groom should not have the same father as well as the mother. It's a danger. So, I said, so what is it all about? He said, so I sent the question to Abraham Kanievsky. I said, I should change my name. He said, just for this, change your name? Change my name, it's nothing. Change my name. I asked him, why are you calling me? He said, no, I want you to choose me a name. I said, you want to know something? Why don't you call Chaim Kanievsky again? Let him choose a name. He calls Chaim Kanievsky. So over there, the grandson tells, ask Chaim Kanievsky, he said, it doesn't matter. Any name. He wants, he should change it to a name, starts with Aleph, ends with Mem, like Abraham. He said, okay, what do you change? So what would you like? He said, Eliakim. So Eliakim, should be Eliakim. The man 6 years old. He changed his name, it's nothing. Change his name. He says, your father gave you a name, you're already a grandfather. You have grandchildren. He says, Saba Avram, Saba Avram. No more Saba Avram. What's your name? Saba Eliakim. What happened? You didn't feel well? No. I just wanted, you know, my daughter to get married to someone that my name and the father and the boy's father's name is the same like me. So change the name. You have to change the ktuba? I'm going to say, no, don't change the ktuba. Ktuba is good. But if it's not the same guy, doesn't matter. I mean, doesn't matter. Here comes Hashem to Abraham, change your name. What do you mean change? Why change my name? Well, I'm saying, what if you change my name now? This is a treaty now, it's a treaty. You tell me to do Brit Milah, do Brit Milah. In the middle of this discussion, this dialogue, between Abraham and Hashem, Hashem doesn't change your name. Your name is no more Abraham. Comes the Gemara and says, well, let me tell you something. Somebody wants to has a baby boy and he wants to call him Avram. He loves Avram, not Avraham. Avram. It's a cute name. He wants to call him Avram. Says the Gemara, if you name somebody Avram instead of Avraham, you commit a sin. Over be'aseh. It's like you don't put filin. What? What's the difference? This is the Torah. Hashem said in the text, read the Torah says in the text, Lo yikare shimcha Avraham, only Avraham. Says the Gemara, Hashem told Avraham, your name is no more Avraham, your name is Avraham. Okay, so you change my name, okay, so big deal. So somebody in the street says, I like Avraham better. So he goes to Avraham Avinu and says, your name, hi Avraham. I said, no, my name Avraham. I said, listen, don't call me this name no more. And for generations to come, says the Torah, Chas v'Shalom, to name somebody named Avraham. What's wrong with Avraham? What's wrong with him? Until age 99, his name was Avraham. What he did in his sins, Avraham Avinu. It's Avraham Avinu. What happened? Comes the Gemara, well, let me tell you something. How about Hashem changed Avraham's wife's name? His name was Sarai. Now Hashem changed it, also in the text today, this week's parasha, Hashem changed it to Sarah. Over there, Hashem did not say nothing. Are you allowed to call your daughter Sarai? Yes. You want to call her Sarah? Sarah. No problem. I said, what's the problem with Avraham? What's the problem? You want to call him with my son Avraham? You can't call him. Over where I say, says the Gemara, Maaseh Berachot, you commit a sin. What is the problem exactly? So in the Chumash, when the Torah talks about this Brit Milah, how important it is. It says 13 times Brit. 13 times, says the Gemara. Says the Gemara, you know, Brit Milah is so important that the Kadosh Baruch Hu so-called said, this is my treaty between me and you, 13 times. It means Hashem tied it, that his relationship with us is so strong by the Brit Milah. Says the Gemara, but when Hashem talks about the Torah, that Hashem wants us to study Torah to keep the mitzvot, doesn't say 13 times. He said, why? He says, the one says, Brit Milah is more important than the Torah. Sounds like Brit Milah is more important. He says, to keep the Torah, doesn't say 13 times in the Torah. Brit, keep the Torah. Brit Milah 13 times. Come to Gemara, says, don't underestimate this Brit Milah business. So what do you think? Shabbat Brit Milah. It's not so simple. Why making Shabbat Brit Milah? Why are you doing Brit Milah on Shabbat? Do it on Sunday. You don't know what Brit Milah is? The Gemara says Brit Milah is everything. You have no idea how powerful it is. How powerful it is? Gemara says, I'll tell you what how powerful it is. Says the Gemara, when Hashem met Moshe Rabbeinu, for 7 days Moshe Rabbeinu argued with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he doesn't want to go to redeem Am Yisrael. His humbleness, other reasons. And the last day, Moshe told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know what, Hashem? Send anybody. The Gemara says, he told Moshe Rabbeinu, HaKadosh, he told Hashem, Rabbi Akiva, send Rabbi Akiva. When Tamim Naziah said, he said, send Pinchas. So Gemara says, Hashem answered him, Moshe, you were born to be the Redeemer. I sent you some paper, you were born for your mission. Gemara said, Mordechai was born for a mission. Told him, I'm Israel. Trump was born for a mission. Everybody has a mission. It's not he became president. A person is being born to reach a certain thing in his life, the Gemara says. Everybody has to know what Hashem wants from him. You can't decide you want to be a shoemaker if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to be a president of something. You have to know what Hashem wants from you. You have to pray to Hashem, you want to do your mission. So the Gemara, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, listen, everybody has a mission here. And your mission is to take them out. Now you don't want to go, then they're never going to go out. And then Moshe ran, the Gemara says, because Hashem told him this. I'm not going to have anybody else taking them out of Egypt. Don't tell me Rabbi Akiva. Don't tell me Pinchas. Don't tell me Aaron. Don't tell me nobody. You were born. That's your mission. You know your mission. You want to do your mission? You don't want to go? Don't go. They're going to stay forever. Can you imagine? They would have stayed forever if Moshe would not have come down to Egypt. Continues the Gemara. He says to the Gemara, look what happened. After Hashem told it to Moshe, Moshe went back to his father, not to Midian, and says, I'm going to Egypt. At that time, as a machloket, he had two babies already, Gershom and Eliezer. Gershom had no brit milah, but Eliezer was just born. As a machloket, which baby? That Moshe now is going down to Egypt, and he wants to do brit milah. Says the Gemara, well, after you do brit milah, it's not healthy for the baby to take him on a trip. He can die, chas v'shalom. The first 3 days, stay home with the baby. Don't take trips. So Moshe said, listen, I have to bring milah to my son. What should I do? Hashem said, go down to Egypt. I'm the redeemer. But on the other hand, I got to bring milah for the child. So what should I do? Says the Gemara, that Moshe made a decision. He'll go out. And Hashem told him, listen, in the middle of the way, he's coming from the east side. He's going down to Egypt. Hashem told him, you're going to meet Aaron. I'm going to tell Aaron. I'll send a text to Aaron. He should leave Egypt. And he should meet you halfway. So the Torah says, okay, so Aaron left Egypt. And he meets Moshe. He meets Moshe in the middle, in a motel. They're going to the motel. So Moshe goes to the receptionist to ask the lady which room he should take. While he's standing over there talking to the lady to show him the room, a snake comes and is going towards Moshe Rabbeinu. It's in the text in the Torah. The Tzipporah understood that this is Moshe did not do brit yet to the kid. Immediately the Torah says in the text, Tzipporah took a stone and made a brit to the child. Again, it's a machloket, if it was Eliezer or Gershom. And the minute she made the brit, the snake left. And then Tzipporah said, aha, Baruch Hashem, Chatan Damim Lamulot. He said, my groom, my husband is alive, he almost dead. Moshe was almost dead. Means Moshe is dead, means no redemption. Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, do the only one take them out. A snake is coming. Moshe is almost dead. So really, we owe our life to Tzipporah. That's off the record, like you say. Somebody wants to know who she would appreciate so much. It's Tzipporah. Because the Gemara, the Torah says, if Tzipporah would not have taken a piece of stone and did brit milah to the child, Moshe would be dead. If Moshe is dead, it means we stay in Egypt forever. Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu. Says the Gemara, okay, so, excuse me, what happened now? Why Moshe is going to die? What did he do? Gemara says he didn't do brit milah to his child. He said, what do you mean he didn't do brit milah? Moshe Rabbeinu had a debate. What to do? He said, if I do brit milah in Midian, then I cannot go to Egypt. I have to stay 3 days in Midian. So I had to go. So I made the decision to make the brit in the hotel. So, okay, here I am. I just got to the hotel, right? Says the Gemara, well, 100% true. But when you got to the hotel, you should not have gone to the receptionist and said, excuse me, can I see the room upstairs? This was the problem. It has sick by Malon Trila, says the Gemara. means you got to the hotel, you have to ask the lady, excuse me, can I use the dining room? I need to make Brit Milah to my son. This is the first thing you came in. You should not have asked, which room am I? Which floor? Do I face the swimming pool or I face the highway? He said, for this, Moshe Rabbeinu is going to die. He said, for this, Hashem was so upset. A snake came, wanted to kill Moshe Rabbeinu. Why? How come he did not do the Brit Milah right when you arrived in the hotel? Excuse me, let me have some, you know, I want to rest a little bit. What's the rush? What's the rush to Brit Milah so early in the morning? Do it in the afternoon. No, customers in the morning. The Mohel will tell us, listen to Brit Milah as early as possible. He said, no, I need to have some more guests coming out of town. Can I do it 4 o'clock? He said, listen, 4 o'clock is also good, but listen, you got to do it in the morning. So why you got to do it in the morning? Look what happened to Moshe Rabbeinu. What happened to Moshe Rabbeinu? It delayed it. What do you mean? 5 minutes? 3 minutes? He wanted to see the room. Dead. Dead. Moshe Rabbeinu dead means we can stay in Egypt forever. It's not Moshe Rabbeinu is dead. The tragedy, we would not have gone out of Egypt. It means the Brit Milah, Chas v'Shalom, could have done to us, we would be in Egypt until today, slaves in Egypt. Why? Because Moshe Rabbeinu asked the receptionist, where is my room? You see how powerful Brit Milah is. You understand what Brit Milah is all about. People think Brit Milah, the ceremony. So Brit Milah is a treaty, 13 times, says the Gemara, that Am Yisrael really stands, they stand on the Brit Milah. So what is it all about? So the Zohar says, I tell you what it is. The Zohar says, the Brit Milah actually is not cutting. It is cutting, of course. But cutting is just a preparation for something. Because the Zohar, when the child has a Brit Milah, it means Hashem's name is on top of the baby. That's what it means. It's not that now it's Jewish. Okay. Actually, the Gemara says, Chas Shalom, Lenu Alechem, Chas Shalom, and lady has a miscarriage. And this, you see already it's a boy. Then you can't throw it in the garbage. You have to bury the baby. You call Chava Kalisha, they come to the hospital, they take the baby to bury. Before they bury the baby, they do Brit Milah to the baby. Baby is dead. Baby is dead. You do Brit Milah to the baby. Say, what is it all about? He wasn't even born yet. He was five months old. The lady was pregnant. The Gemara says. It says in the Zohar. That baby even has a Brit Milah. What it means is that Hashem is on top of it. Hashem cannot rest on somebody with no Brit Milah. So when Mashiach will come and be Tchiyat HaMetim, and the baby is going to get up from the cemetery, so if he has no Brit Milah, maybe he won't get up. If he will get up, Hashem is not going to be on top of him. It's a whole discussion. But that's what the Gemara says. That's what you have to do Brit Milah. This is very, very strange to Brit Milah to a dead baby. What is it the whole Brit Milah all about? Says the Zohar, what it means is Hashem is on top of you. What does it mean? So in the Chumash, if you look, Rashi explained, Rashi says like this, listen. Avraham Avinu was 70 years old. Hashem made a treaty with him. So this is you, Eretz Israel. A treaty with Hashem. So like, for example, Israel has a treaty today with Egypt. So we're not buddy-buddy with them. I just, you know, this is like, you know, a ceasefire. We promised each other not to take each other. Let's call a treaty. So, you got it. So, you got this, I got this, okay, fine. At age 70, Hashem told Avraham Avinu, listen, go slaughter some animals and cut them half. And then Hashem passed by and Hashem told him, listen, this land that you at now, this is for your children. This was because Avraham Avinu was granted by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because Avraham Avinu used to preach to Hashem. He used to go from town to town. He broke the idols in his father's store. Hashem said, I appreciate you. You know what? Here it's for you. Get it. This is one way. And this is one way of treaty. one way to get a thing. But when you get such a thing, you must so-called behave accordingly. So there's a treaty, there's a contract between the countries. It says over there, it says there's a treaty between us, but in case this can happen, this can happen, this can happen, this can happen, forget about it. The treaty is canceled and the whole thing is finished. At that treaty, page 70, Hashem tells Abraham, listen, this land is for you, but you should know what? Your children are going to be slaves for 400 years in a strange country. Then they'll come back here. So that treaty was a treaty of so-called a contract. So if you don't live up to the contract, you're gonna lose the contract. And here I'm warning you already that your children are going to end up someplace. And that's happened when Yosef, when the brothers hated Yosef, they don't behave. So the contract is over. Jacob went down to Egypt. Finished. The whole thing is over. So we ended up in Egypt, even though Hashem told Abraham, this land belongs to your children. So at that treaty already, Hashem tells Abraham, Avinu, you should know your children's going to end up someplace, and only the fourth generation will come back here. If they'll come back, we'll see. We'll see in the desert what's going to happen in the desert. So that generation died in the desert. This was age 70. That's why the Torah tells us a story. The Torah is not a story. The Torah tells us something for us to know. So, are you Jewish? Yeah. You learn Israel. I said, who? It says in the Torah, Hashem gave it to us. What does it say? I said, at age 70, Hashem gave it to us. Yeah, but at age 70, Hashem said also that you're going to end up going out of Israel. Hashem said you're going to be stranger someplace. And you have to behave accordingly. Says the Ramban, if you don't behave in Egypt accordingly, you never go out of Egypt. Age 75, Avraham Avinu got back to Eretz Israel. The Gemara says that Avraham Avinu was at age 70, he was in Eretz Israel. He was at age 52 also. And the wind blew him. All of a sudden he felt a wind blows him back to Syria. Age 75, the Torah tells us, Hashem tells Avraham, go back. Go to a land I'm going to show you. He ends up in Eretz Israel. Hashem says, you see this land? Remember 5 years ago? Remember I told you? This is the land. This is Torah. I'm going to build an altar. Thank you to Hashem. Everything. Comes the Torah, comes the Gemara, comes Rashi, says, listen, this is when Avraham was 70, 75. When Avraham reached 99, he reached a very high level of being connected to Hashem. Now it comes the Torah and says, listen, Hashem says, Avraham, listen, I won't tell you. I'm going to make a love treaty with you. A treaty with love. No contract. The difference between contract and no contract is that if you don't live up to the contract, they take away the thing. But if it's from love, a treaty with love, you don't take back. If somebody has a contract with somebody and he gives them a present and then something happened, he says, listen, give me back the present. No, this was, the treaty was from love. Says Rashi, says the Torah, listen, I want to tell you something. Hashem calls Avraham, listen, you're 99, come over here. I want to make a treaty with you. You know, that treaty is 13 times treaty. Why 13 times? It's 13 times, it's just mitzvah chachamim. It's the care of Chomachanu. That I love you so much, and I'm very generous to you, and I love you so much. He says, listen, you're going to get now to Israel. Listen, I want to explain to you something. At age 70, your name was Avraham. Avraham. Now I'm going to change your name. I'm going to add a hey. The world was created with the letter hey. Now, this is what I'm saying. I love you. Says the Gemara, what do you mean I love me? Says the Gemara, chapter 2 in the Chumash, it says, Ele tolot Hashemayim v'aretz b'hi b'ram. Says the Gemara, Hashem created this world b'zchut Avraham Avinu. Would not be Avraham, no world. It's how much Hashem loves Avraham. Says, you, Avraham, I love you so much. And the Torah says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls Avraham, Avraham, my lover. Avraham or Havi. It says, when did it happen? When? At age 99. At age 99, Hashem told Avraham, listen, I'm going to make a treaty with you, but this is a treaty of love. Let me tell you something. Now you're going to get Eretz Israel. He says, excuse me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. At age 70, you already told me I'm getting Eretz Israel. At 70, you told me also, yeah. That time I told it to you as a contract. There's a contract, a business contract. Now I'm going to tell you from love. Brit Milah means that I'm going to be on top of you. I'm going to be your God. So of course we say, you know, a lot of times, you know, during the year, Motziyam Kippur, Hashem wa Elohim, God Almighty is the God. Yes, God Almighty is the God is a very good statement.
But the bigger statement is that God is my God. And a person is afraid to say such a thing. Because it means big obligation. It means Hashem rests on the person. And that's in the text Hashem tells Avraham Avinu, you can do Brit Milah, I'm going to give you this land, I'm going to rest on you, I'm going to be your God. Not I'm going to be a general God.
And that's actually the Gemara says, the Torah says, Yaakov Avinu said it. And if you read Parshat Vayetze, Yaakov Avinu left the house. And he had a dream about the ladder going up, angels go up and down. And he wakes up in the morning and he said, you know what, Hashem, I'm going to make a promise, a neder. If you're going to give me clothing to wear and something to eat, and I'll come back here in Eretz Israel, you're going to be my God. Not that you God. No, you're going to be my God. It means you're going to rest on me, I'm going to do anything you want me to do. Because my relationship with you is not that you're the master of universe. The master of universe is for everybody. But it's called a general supervision. It's called a private supervision that Hashem looks at somebody. The Torah says that's the way Hashem looks at Eretz Israel. And then Hashem looks at Eretz Israel. Hashem looks at Eretz Israel, from a private point of view, not from a general manager of the world. And that's what Yaakov said. I says, where are you, Yaakov? Well, I'm sleeping. Where are you sleeping exactly? I'm sleeping in Yerushalayim. Says the Gemara, look what Yaakov said. Hashem is going to be his God. Says the Gemara, you know what it means? If you live outside Yerushalayim, it sounds like you have no God. And when you have no God, says the Gemara, you know God. Says Yaakov said it. The Gemara said, no. Chacham said, no. It means in Eretz Israel, Hashem has a private supervision on everybody. Because Hashem has a private supervision on Eretz Israel, not like a general supervision that he has on the whole world. Since the Gemara, Yaakov said to Hashem, I'm going to exile, I'm going to Laban's house, I'm going to come back here, safe. B'shavtim shalom betavi, he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be my God. I said, Yaakov, where do you get it? Well, Hashem told it to Avraham. When Avraham was 99 years old, Hashem told Avraham, you know what? You do Brit Milah, and then I'm going to be your God. And you get Eretz Israel because of that, as a present from love, not because it's a contract. Not because you broke your father's statues, or because you preached. Because you love me so much, I love you so much. It's like a new relationship between Hashem and Avraham Avinu. And as the Gemara says, listen, don't you call nobody Avraham. You know why? Because if you call somebody Avraham, it means no Avraham. You know what the difference between Avraham and Avraham? A big difference. The world was created for Avraham, not for Avraham. Why? Because Hashem said, do Brit Milah. Brit Milah means a love, a contract of love. I say, you want to name your child Avraham? You know what you say? I don't want a contract with Hashem. I don't want the Brit Milah to be a treaty. That's what Hashem emphasized 13 times in the Torah. Brit Milah, Brit Milah. I said, what is it all about? That treaty is a treaty of love. That Hashem loves. That treaty means that Hashem is on top of you. Or you call your son Avram. It means you don't want Hashem to be on top of him. That's what the Gemara says. It's a major sin. And as the Gemara says, look what happened to Moshe Rabbeinu. He says, what did he do? He says, what did I do? You went to the hotel and you asked the lady, where's my room? He says, excuse me, where are you going now? To Egypt. Why are you going to Egypt? You want to take Am Yisrael out. Where are they going from there, from Egypt? Where are you taking them? To Eretz Yisrael, to Yerushalayim? Do you know how important the Brit Milah is? You can't wait a second. You know what is zchut, a privilege of Brit Milah? It means now you tell Hashem, listen, my son, says the Zohar, it's like doing a sacrifice to Hashem. It says, my son now is in the treaty of 13 treaties. It means he's going to get Eretz Israel. It means that Hashem is going to be on top of him. How could you delay such a thing? What does it mean? He went to the hotel and you speak to the receptionist. Where's my room? Where's my room? As every second, you tell this Hashem is going to be on top of the baby. The Gemara says, that's the difference. Therefore, a person has to know how important Brit Milah is. Says the Gemara, says, you have to be so happy in the Brit Milah. Says the Gemara, says, Am Yisrael accept the Brit Milah with happiness, with love. Chachamim said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them Israel before he came out of Egypt. Hashem told them, listen, you got to Brit Milah. He said, why have to go to Brit Milah? I have to go to Brit Milah. Hashem said, look what happened. Everybody had brit milah when they came out of Egypt. And then, we didn't do brit milah. We got to Mount Sinai. So Hashem told Moshe, do brit milah for everybody. Again, brit milah. And then the Gemara says Hashem made a treaty with us on Mount Sinai. That treaty on Mount Sinai Hashem made with us was so called the continuation of the treaty that Hashem made with Abraham as a private citizen. On Mount Sinai, Hashem said, all of you now getting the Torah. Says the Gemara, look, somebody said, Bekat HaMazon. Says, Nodeh Lecha Hashem Elokeinu, Shechat Al Avotim, Eretz, Chemdat, Tova, Rochava, Brit VeTorah. Says the Gemara, when you say to Hashem, thank you, Peretz Israel, you have to say, Brit Mila and Torah. He says, excuse me, what are you talking about? Says the Gemara, Yehoshua made it. Second paragraph of Bekat HaMazon, Yehoshua made it. What did you make? Thank you for the land. Okay, so, says the Gemara, if you don't say those two words, Brit VeTorah, you did not say Bekat HaMazon. You missed it. You skipped two words. Says, Nodeh Lecha Hashem Elokeinu, thank you, Hashem. Ashinchat Al Avotenu, you gave our fathers. Eretz, Elen, Chemda, everybody wants it. Tova, good one. Rechava, wide one. Okay, fine. So, thank you. Moses says, no, you have to add two words immediately. Brit, VeTorah. What has to do with Torah? Yeah, look what the Torah says. Torah says, Hashem told Avraham Avinu, Eretz Israel is two ways to acquire Eretz Israel. One, just a regular contract, that if somebody doesn't behave, Hashem expels him, and you lose Eretz Israel. And that's why they have this mask on the top over there. I said, that's the whole fight. And they know it. They know because that thing, that is a sign that we have a contract with Hashem. Gemara says, Yeshua made it up. He said, listen, say to Hashem, thank you for the land. Thank you for the Brit. Excuse me, Brit Milah, I had it, you know, when I was a baby. What Brit Milah has to do with the land? No, I tell Hashem, listen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, listen, I had Brit Milah. Thank you for giving me Brit Milah. When you gave me the privilege to Brit Milah, it means you gave me the land as a contract with love. Not you gave me a land. Gave me land is nothing. I might lose it. But if you gave me the land from love, I'm not going to lose it. So says the Gemara, I say to Hashem, say to Hashem, Brit VeTorah. I says, one time I had Brit Milah, and then Hashem gave us the Torah on our Sinai. I says, Hashem gave us the Torah on Sinai. Also, Moshe Rabbeinu said, do Brit Milah. Do Brit Milah. What is Brit Milah now giving the Torah? What Brit Milah to do going to Eretz Israel? That's what you got to Eretz Israel because of Brit Milah. That's how important Brit Milah is. That's what the famine in Egypt. And the people in Egypt came to Yosef and said, listen, there's a famine. Can you give us some food? Yosef said, not if you don't have Brit Milah. I said, what is Brit Milah? Listen, there's a famine. Famine means a gezerah, a decree from Hashem. There's nothing to eat. You want me to give you something, you have to have a connection with Hashem. Brit Milah is a connection with Hashem. Even though they're going, but still a connection. Still a connection. And he's Zana Relim. Jesus said, I'm not going to give food to someone who has no Brit Milah. So what is, I'm a goy. You don't understand. Brit Milah is a trick. It's a trick to say to Hashem, yes, I would like to have a treaty with you. Well, you don't want to keep the Torah. You cannot become a convert. Says the Torah, look what happened. We came out of Egypt, Hashem said, do Brit Milah. We came to Hosina, do Brit Milah. Then the Gemara says, the Torah says, after the spies that Moshe Rabbeinu sent to Israel, they came back, and we decided we're not going to Israel. What? We're not going to Israel? No, we're going back to Egypt. You know what it means? It means something is wrong with you. You know what it means? Says the Gemara, says the Torah, Moshe tells them, listen, you came to me and said, we're not going to Israel. They said, why? I said, because Hashem hates us. It's true, you know? You know, it's true. In a way, it's true. They had no Brit Milah in the desert. It's true. This is the Gemara. After the golden calf, we didn't do no Brit Milah no more. Gemara says, why? Gemara says, since they did the golden calf, was no northern wind, and it's important for the baby to be healed from a special wind, it's called the northern wind. Since we did the golden calf, for 40 years was no northern wind. Hashem never forgave us. Actually, no Brit Milah. So the spies came back from Eretz Israel after the golden calf, and we told Moshe Rabbeinu, it's in the text, in the Torah. It's not Hashem otan, it's in the time. We told Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem hates us. And we feel Hashem hates us. It's the right feeling. It's right, you have a right feeling.
But I'm going to tell you something. It's because also you hate Hashem. You hate him. So therefore, this contract is not valid anymore because it's hatred now. It's hatred. It's not that I disobey Hashem. It says the contract was based on love between Hashem and Abraham, Hashem and us. Now we betrayed it. Now how are we going to get Eretz Israel? How are we going to get Eretz Israel? Therefore, Yeshua, before we got to Israel, told everybody, listen, Brit Milah, the first condition, Brit Milah. You don't do it, Brit Milah, it's no love. No love, no contract. Actually, before Moshe Rabbeinu died, Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Atem mitzavim lefnei Hashem Elokechem." Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Let me make a treaty with you." He said, "Moshe, what treaty you talk to you? Chas v'shalom, if somebody doesn't believe in Hashem, chas v'shalom, somebody thinks, says, what is this treaty? This is the treaty, a contract. Since we don't love Hashem because we had no Brit Milah. Moshe Rabbeinu is going to die, and then Yoshua is going to take over. Yoshua is going to force us before we cross the Jordan River to the Brit Milah. Until then, we have no Brit Milah. No Brit Milah means you don't love Hashem. There is no treaty of love. No treaty of love, no Eretz Israel. Yeah, we get Eretz Israel as Abraham Avinu was, when his name was Abraham yet. At least you get Eretz Israel via contract. Hopefully, we'll behave, we'll get it. And then the Torah says, "Milvad Abrit Hashikarat Tamechorev." The Torah says the treaty that Moshe Rabbeinu did is besides the treaty that was in Har Sinai. Of course, besides, that's what Torah means. Two different treaties. It's one treaty of love, one treaty of just, you know, of a contract. So our love to Hashem, that's what Hashem gave us the Brit Milah. That's the Kavanah of Brit Milah. Says the Zohar, it's a very holy thing, and that's the purity and holiness that the Gemara says that Hashem loves the most. Loves, Hashem loves Brit Milah. Hashem loves. Hashem said, "Eliyahu Navi to Brit Milah." Hashem said, "Chachamim said the grandparents come to Brit Milah from Gan Eden." I says, "Brit Milah is very special. What is it? This is just to get Eretz to get Hamikdash." As the Gemara says, Avraham Avinu told the Kadosh Baruch Hu at that time, "Listen, Kadosh Baruch Hu, I got the picture. I just want to make sure one thing." Hashem said, "What do you want to know?" I said, "You know, I know there is a place. It's called 500 amma by 500 amma. It's 1,000 feet by 1,000 feet. This is the mountain that Hamikdash is going to be on. Am I going to own it or the Arabs going to own it? If you don't give me that spot," Avraham said, "I need Eretz Israel. I don't need it." That's how important for us to know the truth. That place, it's called Eretz Israel. Not, where do you live? In Yerushalayim. Where? In the old city. Means nothing. Avraham Avinu said, if we don't own this mountain, Avraham Avinu said, I don't want Eretz Israel. I don't need it. I'll go back to Syria. It has to burn inside us. Because Eretz Israel doesn't mean Israel. It means that mountain. Avraham Avinu said it to Hashem. After the whole speech of Hashem to him, I'm going to be on top of you, I'm going to be on top of you. Avraham Avinu said, you're going to be on top of me. It means, where is it? Where is he going to be on top of me? Where? In Israel. No, in Israel. In Beit HaMikdash. In that place. And I told Hashem, if you don't give me that place, I don't need it. I don't need Israel. Don't think I need Israel. It's to be on top of me. To be on top of me where? In Yerushalayim. Not in Yerushalayim. In that mountain. Now I'm going to say to him, if I don't get this mountain, I don't need it. That's why we have to pray to Hashem all the time. We have to pray. That's the main thing. Where do you live in Israel? You don't live in Israel. It's not true. If you don't own this mountain, you don't live in Israel. Who said it? Avram said it. We have to pray to Hashem all the time to give us back this mountain.
Amen.